Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going exploring how our personal relationships can shape us as entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I think it's something we don't always think about. We focus so much on the business skills and all that.
The strategy, the marketing, all the practical stuff, right?
Exactly. But there's this whole other layer of.
Yes. Underlying, like, foundation almost.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
And that's what we're digging into today. We've got some awesome source material from Adonaike Johnson. She's a business developer, author, and mentor. Oh, and she runs a plant-based restaurant too.
Wow, a plant-based restaurant.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? But she's got this platform called Ask Adonaike, and it's all about like empowering entrepreneurs to overcome rejection.
Overcoming rejection. I mean, that's huge, right? Especially for entrepreneurs. It's something you face constantly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every step of the way, you're putting yourself out there, facing that potential no. And what I found so interesting about Adonaike is that her insights, they come from a really personal place.
Oh, in what way?
Well, her journey, it's been marked by, some pretty tough stuff, abandonment, abuse, unstable relationships, things that, a lot of people would just shut down from, I think.
Yeah, I can see that. You just want to retreat, protect yourself?
Exactly. But she actually took those experiences and like reframed them, turned a rejection into a source of strength. And that's what I think fuels her work with entrepreneurs.
I see, I see. So, like turning that pain into power, almost.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And her book, Reject, really caught my eye. It's where she talks about how those personal struggles with rejection specifically really shaped her entrepreneurial journey.
Makes sense. It's like, how could it not? Right.
Right. And she talks about how early on, before she kind of had this breakthrough, she made some, some not so great business decisions.
Because of that fear of rejection.
Exactly. Like accepting bad deals or partnerships just to avoid that sting of hearing no.
Ugh, yeah. I can definitely relate to that. I think any entrepreneur out there has probably been in a situation where maybe they didn't set the best boundaries because they were just so eager to get that
Wow.
yes.
So it's not just about having a thick skin.
Right. No, it's deeper than that. There's a whole inner game going on.
Okay, so it sounds like we're talking about more than just like building resilience to rejection.
Yeah, it's about understanding why that rejection hits so hard in the first place. What are those deeper vulnerabilities that are being triggered? It's like you wouldn't just accept any investor who walks through the door, right? You'd evaluate them, their background, whether they align with your vision.
Oh, that's a good analogy. You're vetting them.
Exactly. And it's the same with relationships, both personal and professional. We need to evaluate those connections with the same level of, I don't know, discernment.
I like that. Discernment, that's the word. So, how do we actually do that? I mean, Adonaike obviously has some thoughts on this.
She does. And she lays it out really clearly in Ask Adonaike. It's about a few key things. First, recognizing your self-worth.
Okay, so that's like step one.
It's foundational. And it's not about ego. It's about understanding your value, what you bring to the table, and refusing to settle for less than you deserve. And that goes for any relationship, not just business.
It reminds me of something she said about, I think it was about always finding herself, in situations with men who just weren't really invested.
Yeah, giving her what she needed.
And she realized she was accepting these crumbs because she didn't fully grasp her own worth. And once she had that realization, it seems like everything shifted.
It's a game changer. And, it ties directly into the next key takeaway, setting boundaries.
Ah, boundaries. It's like we're always talking about
Right,
boundaries.
but they're so crucial. Think of it like in a romantic relationship, you have boundaries about how you want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
Same thing in business. Boundaries protect your time, energy, resources. It's being intentional about who you work with, what projects you take on.
So, like creating space for the right things rather than just saying yes out of fear.
Exactly. And, she talks about quality over quantity in all connections. It's not about having this massive network, but having meaningful relationships with people who get you, who support your vision.
I think that's where a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when they're starting out, get a little lost, right? They're going to every networking event, collecting business cards, trying to connect with everyone.
It's that fear of missing out. Like you got to be everywhere, talk to everyone.
But what Adonaike's suggesting is like a more focused approach.
A curated approach. And she talks about being selective about who you let into your inner circle. And this is where it gets really interesting because she ties this directly to the concept of, wait for it, attachment styles.
Ooh, attachment styles. Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, this is where we go a little deeper.
Tell me more about these attachment styles and how they fit into all of this.
All right, so Attachment style basically shapes how we approach all relationships, how we seek closeness, deal with conflict, respond to, you know, that dreaded rejection. And Ad Nike argues that understanding your own attachment style can be incredibly illuminating, especially for entrepreneurs.
Okay, but like, how so? Give me an example.
Well, it can help you understand why you might be drawn to certain types of people, why you might struggle with, say, setting those boundaries we were talking about, or, you know, why rejection just hits you harder than it does other people.
Oh, that's fascinating. So we're talking about some deep psychological stuff here.
We are.
And I can already see how this could be a game changer in terms of, you know, understanding those patterns that might be playing out in our businesses without us even realizing it.
Exactly. It's like we're operating on autopilot, right? We're not even aware of these patterns that are driving our behavior. But once you bring them to the surface.
Okay. So that's step one, right? Awareness. But then what?
Then you can start to make more conscious choices.
Got it. So awareness, conscious choices. This is good. But what are some like practical steps we can take to actually shift those patterns? Like, how do we actually put this into action?
Well, Ad Nike's got some advice for us. She says, first, and this is key, reflect on what you truly want in a relationship.
In any relationship.
Romantic, platonic, professional, you name it. What are those qualities that are non-negotiable? What does a healthy, supportive connection actually look like to you? Really get clear on that vision.
I'm already thinking I need to do some journaling on this. Get all this swirling around in my head down on paper.
It's a great tool. Like writing out your deal breakers. You know, what would make you walk away? What's your ideal scenario? Helps clarify things. Keep you aligned.
Keeps you focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you've done that groundwork, you know, understanding your values, your attachment style, Ad Nike's big on this next point. She says, slow down.
Slow down.
Don't rush into anything, whether it's, you know, a new business venture or a new relationship. Take time. Get to know people.
Really get to know them.
Yeah. See if their actions actually match their words. Do they really align with your goals?
Yeah.
You know, all of that.
It's so easy, especially as an entrepreneur, to just get caught up in that excitement of a new opportunity, a new connection.
Oh, I know. And it's like, let's go. Let's do this. But yeah, I've learned the hard way, stepping back, observing. It can save you so much heartache down the road.
Especially in business, every decision has that ripple effect.
Big time.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, being mindful, intentional, rather than just reacting out of fear.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that feeling of, I need this deal now. And sometimes being intentional, you know, might mean getting a little extra support. Ad Nike is a big advocate for, well, therapy. Or support groups.
Also good prep-y.
Especially for entrepreneurs. They're carrying a lot, often, you know. Past experiences, baggage.
Entrepreneurship is demanding. It can be very isolating.
It is. And if you're already dealing with, you know, unresolved trauma or insecurities, it's just amplified.
It's like, what's that saying? Trying to run a marathon with a sprained ankle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can push through for a while, but eventually it catches up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And therapy, it's like having that safe space to unpack all that, explore those deeper issues, understand how they're playing out in your choices.
And develop those healthy coping mechanisms. It's interesting. Ad Nike specifically mentions that therapy, it helped her break free from like old patterns of thinking, behaving that were holding her back, not just personally, but in her business as well.
It's all connected. Right.
It is. And I think so many entrepreneurs, they view therapy as this purely personal thing.
Oh, that's for my personal life, separate from my business.
But she really makes the case for how it's actually relevant to, you know, to their success.
It's an investment. Not just in your well-being, but in your business.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked a lot about how understanding our relationship patterns is important for entrepreneurs. But can we give some, like, concrete examples of how this actually shows up in the real world?
Sure. Like, let's say you have an entrepreneur. They have an anxious attachment style.
Okay, anxious attachment. Got it.
They might, you know, crave constant reassurance. They're hyper-vigilant about potential threats. Have difficulty trusting others. Now, imagine that person in, let's say, a negotiation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They might be more likely to cave under pressure, accept terms that aren't really favorable just to avoid conflict, or, you know, micromanage their team because they're terrified that things will fall apart if they don't.
Right. Right. And on the flip side, someone with, you know, maybe an avoidant attachment style, they might struggle to delegate, have a hard time connecting with clients, or they self-sabotage partnerships.
Because they're afraid of getting too close.
Yeah.
So these patterns, they're playing out on this bigger stage.
Yeah.
Influencing everything, how they work with investors, manage their team, even how they market their product.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, these patterns formed in our childhood, they can have such a huge impact on our business.
Yeah, for real.
So for our listeners, what's the takeaway here? How do we even begin to unravel all of this? Where do we start?
Well, I think Adonaike's message, it's about empowerment. It's recognizing that we have the power to choose differently,
mm-hmm.
even if those old patterns feel so, so ingrained.
We're not stuck.
Right. And the first step, as always, awareness. Pay mm-hmm. attention. What are those recurring themes in your relationships? What triggers you? What are your vulnerabilities?
And when you see it happening, when you feel it, what then?
Then you can get support. Therapy, coaching, even just talking to trusted friends or mentors. You don't have to go it alone. And remember, this is a journey, not a destination.
It's not like you figure it out once and you're done.
No way. It's about being open to learning and growing along the way.
Definitely that growth mindset.
Yes. And I think what makes all of this so compelling, so real, is Adonaike's own story. She's not just talking the talk. She's lived this.
Yeah, she's walked the path. She's not just in some ivory tower. She's running a restaurant,
yeah.
dealing with real-world stuff every day.
Which makes her insights all the more credible, right?
Yeah. Oh, totally. She's walking the walk in her personal life and her business, living proof that this stuff works. But I'm curious, beyond just, you know, handling rejection better, how else do you see her personal experiences like informing her as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think she has a deep, deep understanding of community.
Because of that early abandonment.
Yeah. She's had to build it for herself.
Yeah.
You know, both personally and professionally.
And that sense of community is everything for entrepreneurs, especially when you're facing those inevitable setbacks.
It's everything. It's like having that tribe that gets you, believes in your vision, and they're there to support you when you need it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think all that instability in her past, it's given her this incredible resilience, adaptability.
She's had to rebuild her life so many times, start from scratch.
And that gives you a unique perspective on risk, on bouncing back from failure,
mm-hmm.
which, come on, that's essential for any entrepreneur.
It's like she's developed this internal compass,
mm-hmm.
you know, helps her navigate the ups and downs, stay focused on the long game.
Yeah, and that's something you can't learn from a textbook. It comes from experience.
From living it.
And that resilience, it's contagious. You know, it inspires people around her. Her team, clients, the people she mentors.
I love that. It's like she's radiating this energy of like, I've been through the fire and I came out stronger.
And you can too.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what makes her message so powerful. It's not just about succeeding in business. It's about thriving.
Yeah.
Like in life.
Creating a life that feels good, that's aligned with who you are. Okay, so we've talked a lot about Adonaike's journey, her insights. But, you know, for our listener, why does all of this matter? Like, why should they care?
It's easy to think, oh, you know, business is over here, personal life is over there, separate.
But they're not.
No, they're totally intertwined. And the quality of our relationships, how we feel, how we handle stress, conflict, all of that, it impacts how we show up in our business.
We're bringing our whole selves to the table.
Always. So if we're carrying baggage, operating from fear, insecurity, it impacts our decisions, our leadership, how we build trust.
Neglecting personal growth is neglecting our potential. It's like trying to build a skyscraper on sand.
Exactly. So where do we start? It's about getting curious, looking in the mirror, asking the tough questions.
What kind of questions?
Questions like, what patterns am I repeating in my relationships? What blind spots do I have? Are the people around me truly supporting me? You know, those kinds of things.
Those are good ones. It's like shining a light on those areas we might be avoiding.
And once you see it, you can make different choices. Set boundaries, get support, invest in your growth, and build relationships that lift you up.
Move from reacting to, like, intentionally creating what you want.
Yeah. And Adonaike, she provides the roadmap, the framework for understanding those patterns and taking action.
She's a guide. And before we wrap up our deep dive into her work, let's leave our listener with something to really chew on.
Ooh, I like that. Let's do it.
So picture this. Adonaike's restaurant. Day-to-day life, you know. How do you think those relationship patterns we've been talking about, how do they actually show up?
In the restaurant.
Yeah. Not just, you know, her personal life, but like interacting with customers, her staff, suppliers, all of that.
That's a good question. It brings it all down to earth, you know? Like, let's say a customer, they have a complaint. Maybe it's not even legit, you know?
Oh, I've been there.
And if you have that fear of rejection, you might just bend over backwards to make them happy.
Even if it means, like, compromising your standards or, you know, upsetting your staff to do it.
Yeah. Or maybe you just avoid dealing with conflict with your team altogether because, confrontation.
And then you end up with, like, this toxic work environment. It hurts everyone in the long run.
Exactly. But if you've done that inner work, address those patterns.
Right.
You respond differently. You set boundaries with that customer. You know, you stand up for yourself, your team, and create a much healthier dynamic.
It's like you're leading from a place of strength instead of fear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think what I appreciate about Ad Nike is she's honest about it.
Mm.
Entrepreneurship, it's messy. It's vulnerable. You have to do the inner work alongside all the business stuff.
Mm. It's not all like marketing funnels and strategies.
Nope. Got to know yourself. Those patterns that might be tripping you up.
It's a package deal, really. So it's not about being perfect. It's about awareness and effort.
Intention. That's the key word. And it's a process. You know, constantly checking in with yourself, your relationships, making sure they're still working as you change and grow.
It's like that self-awareness muscle. You got to keep flexing it.
Yes. And I think that's really empowering. You're not stuck. You have the power to create something different in your business, your life, all of it.
To wrap it all up, Ad Nike's work is, well, it's powerful stuff. It's for entrepreneurs, for anyone who wants to have better relationships.
And it's practical. You know, understand your worth, set boundaries, be intentional. And that relationship with yourself, that's the most important one.
And she's so real about it. Her own experiences, the ups, the downs, it makes her so relatable.
This deep dive has been great. I feel like we've only just touched the surface, you know?
We've just scratched the surface. But hopefully, you know, our listeners are intrigued, want to learn more. We'll be sure to put links to Ad Nike's work in the show notes.
Definitely. And just remember, you can build incredible relationships in your personal life, business, everywhere. It's worth the effort.
Absolutely. Until next time, everyone, keep diving deep, keep questioning, and keep growing.